Well, America's power grid is in deep trouble, and the Biden administration just took one major step to ensure its total collapse. This is not fantasy. Biden's EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, just passed a new rule that will destroy our power infrastructure in the United States. We've been warning here on the show how bad it is already. Now they want to make it even worse by layering on this brand new rule from the EPA. This isn't conjecture. Author Alex Epstein, whose books include Fossil Future, the Moral Case for Fossil Fuels, has just detailed how this is going to happen in a new Substack called How EPA's Power Plant Rule Will Destroy Our Grid. So in it, he writes, EPA's rule is literally the single greatest threat to our grid in the history of electricity, since it would ban up to 1/6 of our reliable power and prevent replacements amid an electricity crisis. So what exactly is going on here? Well, here's what the EPA just issued, and it's a new carbon pollution standard update, and it will affect all of us. Greenhouse gas standards and guidelines for fossil fuel-fired power plants. And in it, it breaks it down in multiple ways. Right now, and you can see here and highlighted in red, ensuring that all long-term coal-fired plants and baseload new gas-fired plants control 90% of their carbon pollution. So right now, our grid is teetering on the edge of collapse. Premature shutdowns of reliable fossil fuel plants have left us vulnerable. Just look at what happened in Texas, of course, right? Just a few short years ago. Most of North America is at an elevated or high risk of electricity shortfalls right now, between 2024 and 2028. This isn't fear-mongering. This is our reality right now. And now with millions of illegal immigrants now admitted to the population of the United States who are using our power...
For free.
For free. Right. I mean, we had J.G. Carroll on the show yesterday. He pointed out it's not 30 million. It's upwards of 43 million illegal immigrants now in the United States, thanks to the Biden administration. Where are we going to get this extra power during the summer months and into the winter to handle this massive influx of illegal immigrants using power to charge all their free cell phones, to run all this air conditioning units? We can't handle it. And as the NERC writes in their new report, program areas and departments and event performance analysis. This is the North American Electric Reliability Corporation published their event analysis for the summer. Newsflash, it's not good. I was going through the report this morning and it's eye-opening. Their predictions, just take a look at some of their predictions here on where these areas, and this is North America, so not just in the U.S., you see Canada, of course, areas that are going to be inundated with power demands, surging load growth in these particular areas. Do you recognize any of these areas where they could be seeing a surge in usage? Like we just covered yesterday with the Midwest and the amount of people that are, of course, being ferreted by boats, by buses, illegal immigrants that are coming across the border and then taken to these different locations. Unbelievable, huge load. So a grid collapse would be perfect right before an election. So the Biden administration is about to release 1 million barrels of gasoline. This happened this week. We learned this week that the Biden administration, worried about re-election, is completely emptying our oil reserves in the Northeast, he announced on Tuesday, trying to lower gas prices as summer driving season heats up. Biden has already completed his plan to completely deplete the strategic oil reserves, which are meant in case of a war, right? And he hasn't been able to fill it back up because the prices are so much higher, they haven't been able to do that. Remember, he promised us we would deplete the strategic oil reserves, give you lower gas prices, and then what we'll do is, he promised this, these are his words, we will refill it at a savings to taxpayers. Those were his words. And so he started this process before the midterm elections back in 2022 in order to help Democrats win. And he's going to do it right again right now before so he can win his own election. Do you think this is politically motivated? Well, he was asked this question the last time he did it, back in 2022. Listen.
What is your response to Republicans who say you are only doing this SPR release because to help Democrats in the midterms?
Where have they been the last 4 months? That's my response.
Is it politically motivated, sir?
This no, it's not.
3 weeks before the midterms?
Look, it makes sense. I've been doing this for how long now? It's not politically motivated at all. It's motivated to make sure that I continue to push on what I've been pushing on. And that is making sure there's enough oil that's being pumped by the companies so that we have the ability to be able to produce enough gas that we need here at home, oil we need here at home. and at the same time, keep moving in the direction of providing for alternative energy. That's what I've been doing. Now, the problem is these guys are asleep. I don't know where they've been. And they seem, you know, the price at the pump should reflect what the price of a barrel of oil costs. And it's not going down consistently.
Yeah. Gosh, he seems like a different person.
That's 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy? In just two years.
So I have a bit of a math question on that. So if the strategic oil reserve is filled at one price of the oil when it was presumably much lower, they fill those reserves. Now they release it now, sell it at a much inflated price, then buy at the inflated price to refill the reserves. How are prices ever going to go down when doing that? It sounds like a double profit deal for oil companies.
It's curious. Well, it's Washington math. So it's not math that you're used to or accustomed to, right? It's a totally different kind of math.
Right. And he speaks out of both sides of his mouth, because while saying that he wants to issue permits for more oil and gas to especially the Alaskan natives that want it there in their communities. In order to bring prosperity to their communities for the oil that is there. And they have, many tribal leaders have released letters to the EPA and the Biden administration saying, please bring these projects here. Our communities need it. We will do it well, and we will do it responsibly. And it will help the economy overall, because rising tide floats all boats. And he has said he would do it. But when that gets caught up in legislation, in litigation, rather, by environmentalists, he doesn't fight them because he's spineless and speaking out of both sides of his mouth like a career politician.
Yeah, exactly. And you're right about Alaska. I mean, they absolutely want it. They voted overwhelmingly for it.
Yes.
In the Alaska National Wildlife Reserve and other spots. They want the drilling there. They want the drilling. They want the jobs. And of course, America could use it. But of course, we've farmed all of this out, and we've totally reduced the amount of production in the United States.
We'd like to pretend that we're not getting it indirectly from Russia,
right,
or China, or anyone who we like to say on paper we hate. And so we, as my grandmother would put it, go around our elbow to get to our ass when we could have just scratched our ass directly. Right, Grandma?
Right.
God rest her soul.
Yes, Grandma. Leave it to Grandma to give us the colorful language. Well, and, you know, if the grid crisis wasn't enough, EV demand and AI demand are off the charts right now, going to make things far worse. So, and, you know, you would think, right, the demand for electricity is about to skyrocket, and that's the case. So why? Well, EV mandates, the electric vehicle mandates from the Biden administration, and the rising energy demands from AI. So you're literally pulling back on these coal powered plants at the same time when the demand is off the charts and rising. Does that make any sense at all? Look at Germany, what energy crisis they're facing right now. I mean, this is unbelievable. So what you're doing is, our peak demand is projected to rise by over 79 gigawatts in the summer and 90 gigawatts in winter over the next decade. That's like adding an entire power generating capacity of California on top. We're talking about a massive artificial demand that our already struggling grid can't handle. So EVs and AI and all of the massive computing power associated with artificial intelligence right now. So the EPA's rule will shut down coal and prevent natural gas replacements. Now, here's the kicker. The EPA's new rule is set to shut down nearly all of our remaining coal plants and prevent new natural gas plants from being built. Absolute freaking madness in the United States right now. By mandating impossible standards, the EPA is effectively destroying a significant chunk of our reliable power. Again, just like Germany. They say these plants must either retire early or capture 90% of their CO2 emissions by 2032. So let me be clear. No power plant today can meet this standard, right? None of them, as Alex Epstein writes, none of them can meet this standard. How are you going to do this? You can't. The answer is you can't. You've got to go to solar and wind, of course. I mean, how'd that work out for Texas, right? When a deep freeze struck and these wind turbines couldn't turn on. That's what happens, right? The country of Ghana did the same thing because the World Bank pushed them to do this. How'd it turn out for them? Not good. This was before Tucker was fired from Fox News. He warned us all about what was happening in Ghana and what would be coming to the West with the pressure of, like, organizations like the World Bank and what they did to Ghana with the promise of some money. Watch.
World Bank approves largest ever guarantees for Ghana's energy transformation. Ooh, when they promised to transform your energy, slow down. But Ghana didn't slow down. They just kept going. And the World Bank promised to provide, and we're quoting, technical assistance for energy sector reforms and the drafting of a new renewable energy law. So in return for all this help, Ghana agreed to limit its carbon emissions. And then they entered the Paris Climate Agreement. Oh, how virtuous. What happened next? This is the part you don't read that much about. Last year, Ghana experienced a complete shutdown of its national power supply. Oh, no more electricity. No emissions because we have no electricity. And blackouts have continued since then. Just yesterday, a news source in Ghana reported that, quote, residents in parts of the Ashanti region who have been hit with power cuts are without water as well. Because it turns out you need electricity to provide water. Also to grow food. Now, this is not a small thing. The Ashanti region has millions of people living in it. They're all now living in the Stone Age.
So they're back in the Stone Age, which is about to happen to the United States if we continue down this reckless path. Unreliable solar and wind can't make up the difference, right? As we know, solar and wind are great when the sun shines and when the wind blows, but guess what? They're unreliable. And they can't provide the consistent power that we need. Texas, again, 2021, the disaster. We covered it here on the show. Shows exactly what happens when you rely too much on these sources without adequate backup. And of course, the EPA's new rule, the only replacements for coal and natural gas would be these unreliable sources. Again, solar and wind are great in small supplemental pieces. But this isn't the, when it's the crux of your power supply, you're screwed.
Which explains now why we were trying to connect an energy company to our new studio that we're building. And the power company said, hey, we'll give you a monthly credit on your bill if you allow us to install a device in this office space, and we will just turn it off for about 15 minutes throughout the summer at intervals in order to save power. And I said, wait a minute, you come and you put a device and then you can turn off the power whenever the heck you want to. And then I get a credit on my bill. And they're like, yeah. And I was like, you can F off. That's absolutely no. I was like, get out of here, you globalist. I mean, he was just a representative and trying to be nice. But no.
They're literally going to put like a governor on your house.
Right.
Because like, normally they wouldn't be able to do it remotely. They're going to put like some sort of an inhibitor in your house, a governor, I guess, right? That would inhibit and would shut off your power and your air conditioning during the summer at random times. So we literally could be in the middle of a live show and at their discretion, because it's a peak moment or whatever, they'll just shut it off.
Right.
Instead of
I was like, my husband will freak out if I agree to that. That would be, he will turn into the Incredible Hulk.
Like if I'm sitting here, I'm like, we have no power, honey. Do you know, like what's going on?
Oh, I let them do that.
Oh yeah. I let them do that for a $30 credit on our bill. You what?
That would get me in big trouble.
So just so we, you know, at the new studio that we're working on, no, that's
no,
not going to happen.
No, thank you.
So yeah, it's not adequate. And the EPA's new rule now would only allow these replacements for coal and natural gas that would be these unreliable sources like solar and wind. It's ridiculous. And our future is at stake. Now, as Alex Epstein writes, the EPA's rule, if not stopped, will force the retirement of a substantial portion of our entire coal fleet right now, which provides about 16% of our electricity. And it's not just coal. The rule makes it nearly impossible to build new natural gas plants without reliable replacements. Our grid is going to crumble. And now with this massive influx of population, massive illegal immigration in the United States, and companies needing unbelievable power for artificial intelligence, AI, Microsoft, Google, and they're building all of these massive data centers that require this power, AI computing, it takes one solar flare, by the way, just one solar flare to bring it all down. As we saw just 2 weeks here, 2 weeks ago, remember that all of the concern about that massive GMP, the massive solar flare is going to wipe out and take care of the grid. Starlink satellites were complaining about all sorts of pressure and on their network and everything else. Companies complaining about these solar flares, right? All it takes is one. Massive one to do it. Dennis Quaid was on Tucker's show recently, talked about how there's a 100% probability that this will happen.
There is a 100% probability that our sun, generating what they call a GMD, which is a solar storm, that hits our Earth and the magnetic field that we have around the Earth and can fry everything that is electric, which happened in, I think it was 1859. And at that time, basically, we had telegraph lines as far as electricity goes. And it fried our entire telegraph system that was set up, had to be replaced. And
the entire thing?
The entire thing. And so imagine what that would do now.
So this does suggest, I mean, our country's population is clustered in cities.
Yeah.
Those probably aren't going to fare as well.
No. It'd be easier to live in the country, of course. And people who live in the country would probably have better ideas, better knowledge of how to survive after an event like this.
It would cure the AI problem pretty quick, though, right? You'd have no AI with no electricity.
Yeah, exactly.
But you wonder, there's all these, I mean, a huge part of the American economy is based on digital commerce, digital innovation. I mean, this is being...
Right. Financial system is going to break down.
Exactly.
Transportation breaks down. Your water doesn't work. Food delivery is gone. Your telephones don't work. You go back to, basically, we go back to that Carrington event. The world goes back to 1859, and we're all in the dark, and the lights are out.
Man, that's the great reset.
Yeah, that's the great reset that you want. Stay home. They'll control everything, you know, and this is perfect. This is, you know, this is the perfect sort of martial law moment that the Biden administration would love before an election, by the way, right? You can't leave the house.
Oh, Clayton, don't say that.
I mean, I'm telling you, you either have a pandemic, which they've already tried, right? Or you have something like this, which will keep everybody home. So what is it going to be? Well, we'll find out. I mean, and this is what's happening. Because if you think about what the Biden administration is doing, it's suicide, right? What they're doing is suicide. We know all of this. We know everything I just laid out to you here today. We already know all of this about the grid. So when you're layering this now, this new law on top to reduce and remove coal-powered plants, and also limit our ability to open new natural gas plants at a time when we have this surging demand in the United States, and you're forcing us to go to solar and wind as the only alternative, it is suicide. You're literally tying our hands behind our backs right now. And this is exactly, we're going to be turning into a third world country, unable to keep up with basic needs. Think about what happened during the pandemic, for crying out loud, and what happened to farmers, what happened to industry and supply chain issues and everything else. So imagine now without the power behind it all to happen.
Yeah.
It's a disaster. So I mean, you guys can call the White House if you want. Call their number 202-456-1111 and tell them absolutely to repeal this rule at the EPA. I would love all of our audience right now to get on the phone and call those clowns and tell them to stop this insane rule right now. It's going to be a disaster. I really hope you enjoyed watching this video. You know, YouTube thinks that you'll actually like this next video right here. It's personalized based on your own viewing habits. So if you watch the video, please leave a comment. Let us know what you think about it. And we will see you next time, everyone.